Olds, the best curlers in the world, are about to descend on the main ice at the Sportsplex. They'll be there May 3-8 to compete in the 2022 Quixote Tractor Champions Cup, the final event of the 2021-22 Pinties Grand Slam of curling season. Gary Godet, co-chair of the Quixote Tractor Champions Cup organizing committee, can't wait to see action by legends such as Briar Champion Team Gushu and Scotty's Champion Team Einarsson. Teams from as far away as Scotland, Sweden, South Korea and Japan are coming to compete, along with many local championship rinks. Canadian male competitors include a team skipped by four-time Briar champ and six-time Alberta champ Kevin Koa Rink of Calgary, Newfoundland's Brad Gushu Rink, three-time Briar champs that have also won Olympic gold and bronze medals, and the Brendan Bocher Rink of Edmonton, winners of the Briar, the Champions Cup and the World Juniors, among many other accomplishments. Female Canadian competitors include the Carrie Einarsson Rink from Manitoba, winners of the Players' Championship in 2019 and 2021. The Carrie Rink, skipped by Chelsea Carey of Calgary, two-time Scotties and Alberta champions. The Jennifer Jones Rink, multiple national, Champions Cup and Players' winners. And the Rachel Holman Rink, a primarily Edmonton-based rink that has won so many championships there's not room to list them all. It's going to be a good competition, Godet said during an interview. For one, a lot of these teams, this is their last time they're going to be playing together because teams are getting mixed up for the next quad, the next Olympics. There's lots of action off the ice too. Godet notes the Grand Slam Social House will also be operating in the Sportsplex Auxiliary Rink Tuesday through Saturday from 12 noon to late into the evening, suggesting it might go until 2 a.m. The Grand Slam Social House will feature lots of local entertainment, including Devin Cooper, Liz Christensen, Dustin Farr and Girl Crush. Best of all, admission is free. Godet says the social house will not only be a chance for local residents to mingle but also likely an opportunity to meet some of the top curlers in the world and maybe get one or two autographs. You'll definitely be able to meet them. I can almost guarantee they'll be down in the social house mingling. There will be some autograph sessions, I'm pretty sure about that, Godet said. Like I said, it's their last time around with each other, so they're going to come out and have a good time with everybody else. The Quixote Tractor Champions Cup has been a long time coming to Olds, after having been postponed, due to COVID. The first year, it was cancelled. Then we had to regroup and start all over again, so it's been quite the haul. But we're slowly getting there, Godet said. Godet said ticket sales to watch the world-class curling have really picked up. Single tickets just went on sale Tuesday and we noticed a big surge, he said. Plans call for money raised from the event to go to a variety of local organizations, including junior curling. The Quixote Tractor Champions Cup is a chance to not only watch top-shelf curling, but to pick up some tips as you watch the various rinks. A team from Toronto is coming to make the ice and make sure it's world-class. Godet says ice makers from several clubs in the area will also help out. Lots of local volunteers have stepped up to ensure it runs smoothly. We're well over 230 right now, Godet said. Godet is looking forward to the championships. For sure. They're world-class curlers. Number one in the world, he said. It's finally coming. It was kind of a big letdown when we got shut down for COVID, but we're back at it and excited that it's just around the corner.